Well, Tasmanian seafood producers are looking forward to offloading their premium catch to restaurants again as they start to open back up. It was sea urchin roe, harvested on the East Coast, that caught the attention of judges in the 2020 Delicious Produce Awards. Renison Bell from 42 South Fishing Company was one of two state winners in the sea category.
Over the last few years, we have been harvesting both species, which, fortunately for us, they are in season at different times of the year, both species of urchins. We generally started off selling them whole to processors who then ran through the process of removing the roe and then marketing it themselves, which was fine. And then from there we've had people approaching us to sell them in small volume the live sea urchin, so unprocessed. And from there, we've had people ask us, can we do processing ourselves for the small, you know, boutique restaurant industry? So we've branched out into all three styles, I suppose, of the fishery in that way.
And for the boutique end, what is it supposed to look like when you deliver it to them to turn into something beautiful?
Rightio. So each urchin has five tongues of roe in it. Generally, we're selling to the restaurants who want an ultra-high-end quality product. We're sending small punnets between 30 and 50 grams to the restaurant of ultra-high quality stuff, and then they normally serve it probably as an entree dish, so a standalone dish on maybe a little bit of bread or some rice, or it could be mixed through a pasta for a main meal. But generally it's a standalone item on a menu.
So when you're diving for these urchins, how do you know that that one's going to fetch you some good money? What's the look about the urchin itself?
Oh, that's the million-dollar question. We do a lot of opening shells underwater. When we're swimming, we don't just take everything we see. Obviously, the beautiful colour, a really fine grain to the roe is what we're ultimately looking for. So to find that, we're breaking urchins open when we're diving, and the quality and the colour can change rapidly depending on depth, habitat, even just the aspect of the bottom, which way it's facing, different tides, different weed types. So even the rock ranging from granite to that black volcanic rock, any little change in the bottom will change the colour and consistency of the urchin roe.
And you primarily dive across the East Coast?
Pretty much, yes. That's where the long spines are, predominantly on the East Coast, and so much over the short spines as well. There are some short spines along the north of the state, but generally most of the fishing for both species is the East Coast, yeah.
When you entered the awards, where were your urchins ending up? What was the market?
So the small processed stuff was going to restaurants, and the live stuff was predominantly going to Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane. But yes, we also do sell stuff, some bulk stuff, to other processors to process that roe as well. When the COVID stuff sort of hit us, everyone obviously panicked. Restaurants were shutting, so the brakes got put on the whole business very quickly. So that's probably then a lot of the boutique stuff probably outshone more so then, because it wasn't so much a quantity game, it was a high quality stuff. So we were still able to move that product until the air freight stopped. So that was another hiccup in the supply chain. But now, over the last couple of weeks, it's things have really started to ramp back up. Everyone's, you know, things are opening. Everyone's getting a bit more relaxed, and people are going out and wanting to try new things. So it's been a bit of a rollercoaster the last few months.
You can see some shifts there, for example, with your product going to China.
Yes, we're sort of very lucky. A lot of it does go to China, but that also a lot of the export stuff does go to other Asian countries, Japan, Vietnam, Singapore, Malaysia. So it's, which were also affected, but not so much as China. So it's because it is a high-end product, it has been affected, but probably not so. It's not a massive kilo volume, so you're not sending thousands of tons of product. It's, you know, processed down to a small lightweight roe. So it has been hard over the last few months, but we're certainly seeing the other end of the tunnel at the moment.
What does it mean to be a state finalist in the Delicious Awards?
Well, I'm very proud and, honoured to be to get that, but I'm probably more so excited for the whole commercial dive fishery. You know, it's an accolade and a win for the whole, you know, for the whole urchin fishery. Anyway, we can all ride off the coattails. It's the same product, processed in different ways, of course. But that, I'm very excited about it. But I'm probably more so excited for all the other fishermen involved in it too.
Yeah, do you think for some time it's sort of been a bit of an underrated part of the seafood industry, what you do as divers?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. It's a massive part of it. And this fishery in particular has been underrated and understated for a long time. It's only been the last few years where it's really, really started to get traction.
Commercial diver Renison Bell from 42 South Fishing Company, one of the state winners in the Delicious Produce Awards. And I've just done a straw poll of Country Hour staff about urchin roe and whether they'd love to have it for lunch today. And not the most popular lunchtime feed amongst the staff. They would rather pass. You might have different thoughts. 0438 922 936. 0438 922 936. Do you like urchin roe? Well, we'll stay on Tasmania's east coast because Dale Ridges from Mollusca Seafoods was another state winner. He's been commercially harvesting Phanerupus clam in Georges Bay for more than 30 years.
Well, the history started right in about 1985, trying to promote these things into the market, which was very, very slow for a while. So, yeah, mainly Melbourne and Sydney, that was the main market base for us, not many sold in Tasmania at that stage.
What sets it apart from other clams that are found in Australia?
I think it's just unique with its taste, tenderness. Like, there's a lot of clams throughout Australia that are very tough in eating, but, yeah, this is very good for seafood, chowders, pastas. Yeah, just unique clam.
How big does it grow to?
Our legal size is 40 mil, so 40 mil up to nearly 80 mil, some of them.
And you're diving for these in Georges Bay, that predominantly this is the main area where this species is found?
Yes, it is the main area where they're found, yeah. In the main channel of Georges Bay, main thoroughfare channel, which is about maybe 4 or 5 and up to 6 metres deep.
You're not diving as deep as you would for, a spine sea urchin?
No, exactly.
Easy to collect?
Yes, but very hard work on the tide. The tide runs at 4 or 5 knots, so you've got to swim against the tide, and that's the time to catch them. So it's easier to work to move the substrate to collect the clams. They're in the sand, so they're probably submerged maybe about 20 to 30 mil under the sand, so you've actually got to sweep the sand away. You see the siphon holes through the sand, and, that's how you identify where they are.
So it's fairly time-consuming then?
Can be, depending on whether you'll find them in dense areas or not.
What do they retail for?
Well, the price has actually gone up over the last maybe 12 months to 18 months, so you're looking at maybe $40 a kilo.
And this is into the restaurant trade?
Yes.
What's happened for you in the last couple of months in the interim?
as there's no restaurants, things have been very, very tough. But, hopefully in the next maybe month, things will start moving again. So, yeah, I've just been diving for sea urchins.
Yeah, so most of your clams are sort of sold into the Melbourne, Sydney markets?
Not so much now. So there's been a big demand over the last couple of years in Tasmania, and I have sold to Melbourne, Sydney for the past, 25, 30 years, and big demand from in Tasmania now. So I've actually dragged them out of Melbourne, Sydney, and selling to restaurants in Tasmania, which I think is great for our situation here.
What's driving that turnaround? Why do you think there's been a shift in interest?
Not real sure. I have been pestered for a long time to sell them in Tasmania, and just obligated to sell to my market that's been loyal to me in Melbourne, Sydney. Yeah, so then things change, and you're trying to drive forward in Tasmania now.
What is their shelf life from when you do take them out of the bay and get them to the restaurants?
Shelf life's maybe about 5 days, but you can freeze them. They do freeze very well.
Were you pretty pleased to get the nod from the Delicious Awards as a state winner?
Yes, it was very surprising. Actually, Simone Miller from Solo put me forward. He is one of the guys that has been buying my clams over the past 12 months, 14 months in Tasmania and promoting them very well for me. So, look, I was very ecstatic with that.
Are you hoping that this will lead to, more opportunities within, markets opening up because of this recognition?
Oh, look, absolutely. It's been a very hard road from like 30 years ago trying to drive this product forward yourself. But when you get recognition like this, I think that it pushes a lot more buttons for you.
Dale Ridges from Alaska Seafoods on the East Coast speaking to Larissa Smith about the Veneripus clam. Great idea for lunch today, clam chowder.